Lynn Page, 213-4009.
Good morning, everybody. According to a report published in the Journal of Bone and Mineral Research, doctors should exercise more caution in prescribing drugs designed to treat osteoporosis. A task force convened by the American Society for Bone and Mineral Research looked at 310 cases involving spontaneous fracture of the femur bone, that's the thigh bone, and discovered that 94% of these fractures were experienced by people taking bisphosphonate drugs, which are used to treat osteoporosis for 5 years or longer. Most reported that they had experienced some pain in the groin region or thigh prior to experiencing the fracture. But these fractures, generally speaking, are not a result of any type of impact or trauma. So the strongest bone, one of the strongest bones in the body, is literally just breaking in two for no apparent reason in most of these cases. So in response, the task force recommended that the labels on the drugs should include a statement about the risk for fractures of the femur. I think the drugs should be taken off the market personally, but the group also recommended that a registry of patients with these fractures should be established to track them in order to determine the risk factors and proper treatment. Proper treatment is get off the drugs. The best thing is don't start taking them in the first place. The task force also advised doctors to be more cautious in prescribing the drugs, stating that patients at low risk for fractures should not be given the drugs. Alternative treatments should be considered for those who have moderate loss of bone mineral density, and patients who have taken the drugs for 5 years or longer should be reevaluated. The lead author of the report, Elizabeth Shane, told Medscape that doctors commonly prescribe bisphosphonate drugs to women who are at low risk for fractures, including those who have been diagnosed with osteopenia. This practice is no longer appropriate, she says. She continues to insist that the drugs are valuable, however, stating that researchers don't know if the drugs actually cause femur fractures. She says, quote, "I can remember when we had nothing for treating osteoporosis." Well, the FDA responds that it might consider revising the labels on the drugs. But I've written extensively about the mythical disease of osteopenia, which was created by the drug companies as part of their disease-mongering strategy for increasing drug sales. I've also written extensively about the false diagnosis of osteoporosis, the criteria for which was set by the drug companies. These drugs are not helpful for people who actually do have osteoporosis. It's almost criminal to prescribe them to that vast majority of the people who take them who actually don't have anything wrong at all. They worsen bone health, they don't improve bone health, and they have other serious side effects as well. I guess this is just one more reason to stay away from traditional doctors and diagnostic tests. That's all for now, and have a great day. There will be no message tomorrow. I'm on my way to New York for the Forks Over Knives premiere, and it's just going to be a very busy time. So I'm going to take tomorrow off of the broadcast, unless I just call to tell you all how excited I am about it all. And I'll talk to you again on Thursday morning. That's all for now, and have a great day.